Director of the HKW, Haus der Kultur in der Welt. In 2010, were researching what kind of conceptual strategy this cultural institution can take, what kind of possibilities for cultural institutions are there to deal with the challenges we are facing, basically with the transformation processes which are facing all societies around the world. And in this context, I encountered the concept of the Anthropocene, which was a concept put forward by natural scientists, earth scientists and geologists, in defining the earth ages. And this concept became for us in our work very important. Basically, it is at the moment our basic framework we are working in many ways, because the concept, if you dig it out and try to explore the implication of it, has really deep consequences for the way knowledge production is done. Basically, what we are after at this moment is to show that the classical way of knowledge productions of classical Western institutions is not adequate anymore to deal with the transformation processes we are in, because it's built on categories and frames which do not reflect the transformations we are encountering. And in this context, we are looking for new forms of knowledge production, and therefore we are working with artists, not just the scientists, trying to build bridges between the sciences and the arts in many ways, and not, let's say, in the classical way that the arts are just illustrating what the sciences are doing, but really developing conceptual approaches which show that these are complementary strategies to deal with the realities we are encountering. And the Anthropocene project has on for us many layers. On the methodological layer, it's really questioning the Western institutions of knowledge production. But on the other side, what became in the process more and more important for us is to situate this knowledge, because the concept of the Anthropocene is a concept which reached out on a planetary level. The articulation of the problems of the transformation processes are quite specific in each situation. For example, if you look at the Mississippi, they are different here than to New Orleans in interesting ways, also to some extent connected, because the river is connecting it. When I got the opportunity to do a project in the United States, because people asked me to do that and provided money for it, then we realized that a lot of people we were working in since 2014, such as Brian and other people along in the Midwest, could be excellent cooperators in this project. We realize what is clear too is nowadays you as one institution cannot do so much. You have to have kind of relationships to a lot of people, perhaps also other institutions, to develop new forms of knowledge. So I'm also very happy and very grateful also to John, Joe, and Brian and Pentecost, with whom we worked for now quite some time, that they all engaged in this project. And I think also from a German perspective, mentioned that yesterday already, German society, to some extent, if you look at the historical processes, is quite involved in the transformations taking place along the river here. It's not so well known on the German side, I would say, maybe to some extent also not so well known in the American side. And to bring that out and to build up new social relationships and political relationships, and let's say epistemological relationships, to deal with the situation we are in would be of really great interest for us. I mean, for me, for example, just to finish with this, I was really impressed by yesterday when we got such a rich insight in the different narratives, but also the different worldviews along the river. I mean, just in a five-hour drive, you were confronted with completely different worldviews. So you can see the richness of cultures here along the river. And if we can bring out that to some extent with the project and relate it to the actual needs and desires of people around the river, that would be perfect.
Hi, I'm Nell Gerke. I'm a student at Oxford. I was on the last of the semester and ended up doing this one as well, and I'm very happy to be here. My academic research interest really lies in the intersection and the relationships between water, agriculture, and sport, and how that's been played out in many different ways and how it will be played out in the future.
Hi, I'm Sandra. I run the so-called Goethe Pop-Up, which is the Goethe Institute of the German Cultural Centers, and there's, the Goethe Pop-Up is happening under the same umbrella that this whole Anthropocene project is happening, called the Year of German-American Friendship. And so I'm from Berlin, and I've been following the Anthropocene at the House of the World Cultures, and I'm very happy to hear that it's also coming here and investigating the Mississippi River. I'm also within the program that I'm doing, one artist was investigating invasive species, more plants than animals. So I've kind of, I've researched that here and there.
I want to make sure that Sadie introduces herself, and then Jamie, who's joining us. And you can get closer into the circle if you feel like you're, I feel like you maybe are a little stuck out there. But Sadie maybe is comfortable a lot behind the camera, but also has really relevant knowledge and experience. So,
hello. Hey. I just threw my camera and probably every one of your faces by now. I'm Sadie. I am a videographer. I got brought on by the Cultural Institute just to document yesterday and today. I have been here working with the sort of anti-pipeline or question asking about pipelines community for about 3 to 4 years now, first as a journalist, then as a researcher, and then more recently as primarily a media maker. And so I get to be around a lot of these stories, a lot. I've learned loads and also have my own personal experience. I know a lot of the folks we got to see this weekend, which is really fun. And it's really cool